got word from, I'm up here in South Lake Tahoe at my brother's house on vacation with my great nephew. I just got word that he had been involved with the shootout with the sheriff's department last night. And I understand that, you know, from talking with my niece and my sister who are up at my house, they're, you know, I'm employed with the state of California Department of Consumer Affairs and as a peace officer, and they were concerned about my service weapon being stolen. Well, my service weapon was at the house, and I had another 9mm, which I took with me for my brother to repair up here. But what was left behind was a, and I totally forgot about it, to be quite honest with you, was a stub-nose 38 that was given to me by a deputy who was, I used to be a deputy sheriff in Arizona, who was terminally ill, and she gave that as a keepsake to me. And I had kept it in my top dresser drawer, and, you know, it was really, you know, I was going to clean it a couple times. When I got it, it was, the cylinder could very, you know,
yeah,
open and stuff like that. And anyway, you know, I totally forgot about it because we had, you know, about 4 deaths in our family. And, you know, I just, the last time I took it out, I think it was before my brother died back in January. So I totally forgot about it. They were relating a story to me. And I go, wait a minute. And I asked them to check that location, and that weapon is gone. I don't have the serial number for it. It had the small grips for a female on the weapon. You know, I never fired it or anything else of that nature. So I don't even know if it would fire. It probably would, to be quite honest with you. But it needed a real good cleaning. I just never did clean it.
Was it loaded or unloaded?
It was unloaded.
Was there rounds near there? Or?
You know, I don't remember. I know that Josie had given me a box of Target ammo. It's in the trunk of my car?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's in the trunk of my car up here that my brother's borrowed. So I don't know where he got the ammo. Now my other brother who had died had a lot of weapons, but you know, rifles.
Is that Jed's dad?
No,
oh,
my
okay. Oh, okay,
no,
your brother. You're Gail's brother.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I'm last name Gail's. Anyway,
sorry. What is your name? I'm sorry.
It's no problem. Gregory.
Where do you live?
I live at Primrose Drive, Ventura. Well, you know that.
Yeah, I know. And your home
number? It's and but I won't be there till probably Friday evening because I'm up here with taking care of my great nephew. Anyway, what had happened is that I gave my brother, my other brother that lives up in South Lake Tahoe, I gave him all my brother's weapons to take up here because I knew something, you know, with Jed's kind of a goofy little character anyway. So, you know, it dawned on me. I informed my supervisor of the situation, but I wanted to, you know, check in with you guys to tell you that, you know, this possibly happened. But my niece and sister are up in my house right now, like I said, and they looked for the weapon and couldn't find it. So, I don't know if he came into the house, which, you know, is surprising. Well, I don't know. You know, a kid that's an addict, which he is, you know, it doesn't surprise me, but I totally forgot about that weapon, and like I said, I put the trigger guard and lock on my service weapon when I left, figuring, I don't know, just a premonition.
Yeah.
You know, I had premonitions before, and nothing ever happened about it, so.
Did you have a holster for it, or?
It was in a holster. It was in a little brown off-duty holster. It was her off-duty weapon.
Okay.
Blue version. Yeah, I don't even know the model or the serial number.
Well, yeah, that could possibly be it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well.
What's been your interaction with Jed? I mean, what's going on with him?
Well, you know, to be quite honest with you, you know, I have two sisters and I had two brothers. And, you know, we always walk kind of a straight and narrow. Jed's been to be quite honest with you, a real pain in the ass. And he's been raised differently than what we had been. But, you know, it's, can I get you to hold on? I got another call coming in.
Sure, so do I. Hello? Yes. got like three phones ringing. Can I call you back? Are you in the Watch Your Matters office? Okay, I got a guy on a phone. I'm doing an interview, and I got my other phone ringing. Can I just call you right back? Okay, are you in the Watch Your Matters office? Okay, I'll call you back. Bye.
Are you there?
Connected 7:14, 2004 and 8:55 hours.